morning. I call the Legislative Budget Audit Committee to order. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, and the time is 8 a.m. And happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Please silence all your cell phones. We have the following members present: Representative Fields, Representative Josephson, Representative Cologne, Speaker Edgman, Senator Stedman, Senator Hoffman, Senator Giesel, Senator Kawasaki, and myself, Senator Great Jackson. We have a quorum to conduct business. I don't see any other members in the audience right now. I'd like to thank Lori Rowland from House Records and Zachary Lawhorn from the LIO for supporting our committee this morning. Please note that we have to adjourn our meeting by 8:45 a.m. so the room is prepared and available for Senate Finance Committee by 9 a.m. I'd like to recognize that Senator Wilikowski joined us just now, and Representative Foster. Are there any questions before we get underway? Okay. Vice Chair Fields, may I please have a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I move and ask unanimous consent the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the agenda is approved. Item 3, approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a quorum for the approval of the motion for the approval of the minutes, please?
I move and ask unanimous consent the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve the minutes of the meeting on February 5th, 2026.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Seeing none, the minutes are approved. We are now at item number 4, committee business, Legislative Independent Audit for Fiscal Year 2025. This item is for discussion only. No vote will be taken. Chris Curtis is going to give us a very brief overview of the Fiscal Year 25 Independent Audit of the Legislature. I invite Ms. Curtis to join us at the table, and thank you for being here with us today. Please identify yourself for the record and tell us about the audit.
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis. I'm your state legislative auditor. Before this meeting, you were sent a copy of the audit of the Alaska State Legislature schedule of appropriations, expenditures, and encumbrances, and the schedule of revenues. This is for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2025. This audit's done every year as a requirement of statute, and if you're on legislative council, you've already seen a copy of the audit. As the LBNA committee has its own appropriation, it's separately identified in the audit, and it's appropriate to also present it to this committee. The independent auditor had a clean opinion. They believe the schedules are free from material misstatement, and it's included as basically a four-year information type of agenda item.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Ms. Curtis? Okay, seeing none, thank you, Chris. We are now at agenda item 5, consideration of contract extension for Clifton Larson Allen for compliance audits of select major federal programs. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion for the Clifton Larson Allen contract extension?
I move and ask unanimous consent the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee approve a one-year, $170,000 contract extension for federal compliance audit services to Clifton Larson Allen for a new total not to exceed amount of $395,000 to be paid from existing funds.
Thank you. I will object for the purpose of discussion and welcome Ms. Curtis to explain the request. I'd also like to note that Representative Kopp joined us at 8:03.
Again, for the record, I'm Chris Curtis, your state legislative auditor. So before this meeting, you were sent a procurement memo asking for your consideration and approval of federal compliance audit assistance. This committee previously approved a contract for audit assistance in FY23 single audits, FY24 single audits. For those audits, we were able to contract out 5 major federal programs, and that was to help us address our workload. And workload increased because of the large influx of federal funds and a decline in our staff resources. In the January 2025 meeting, this committee approved a contract for federal compliance audit assistance for FY25, and that was for 3 major federal programs, and that was for an amount not to exceed $225,000. I want to note that the memo I sent you had an error in it. It said that the motion was for $223,000. That was actually the contract amount. The motion was for $225,000. Just want to point that out. The RFP that supported that January 2025 contract allowed for a one-year extension, and that's what I'm doing here today, is asking for your approval to extend our contract for one additional year, and that is for 2 major federal programs for FY26. Now, we're able to reduce our reliance on that outside contractor as our staffing has improved. Again, that's for 2 major federal programs for an amount not to exceed $170,000. Now, the motion adds those last year's and this number together, but this year's amount's $170,000. We do not anticipate coming to the committee to ask for assistance for FY27, and we do have ability in our budget to absorb this contract.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Ms. Curtis? Thank you, Chris. I will withdraw my objection. Are there any objections? Okay, great. Seeing none, then the motion to approve a one-year, $170,000 contract extension for federal compliance audit services to Clifton Larson Allen for a new total not to exceed amount of $395,000 is approved. Okay, we're at the executive session. The committee will now be going into executive session for consideration of the preliminary FY25 State of Alaska single audit and to receive an update on the special audit titled Oil and Gas Production Tax Audit Process. Mr. Vice Chair, may I please have a motion?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussion of matters the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of a government unit, and Uniform Rule 22B3, discussion of a matter that may by law be required to be confidential. The following individuals may remain in the room or online during executive session: Chris Curtis, any staff, the legislative auditor, Emily Nauman, any legislators not on the LBNA committee, and any staff of LBNA committee members.
Thank you. I'd like to note that Senator Kaufman has joined the meeting. Are there any objections? Okay, any questions? Okay, seeing none, the committee will now go into executive session, so let's take a brief at ease while we clear the room. We are now out of executive session, and we're back on the record at 9:14 a.m. The following members are present: Representative Fales, Vice Chair; Representative Foster; Representative Josephson; Representative Kopp; Representative Colomb; Speaker Edgemond; Senator Stedman; Senator Hoffman; Senator Giesel; Senator Wilikowski; Senator Kawasaki; and myself. So we still have a quorum to conduct business, and the committee discussed a couple of issues during executive session and will be taking action on the single audit. Mr. Vice Chair, may I have a motion for the preliminary release of the FY25 State of Alaska single audit?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee release the FY25 State of Alaska single audit to the agencies for response.
Is there any objection? Great. Seeing none, the FY25 State of Alaska single audit is released to the agencies for response. But please note that the single audit will remain confidential until its final release next month. So before we adjourn, I'd like to acknowledge that while we were in executive session, the committee received a brief update on the special audit titled Oil and Gas Production Tax Audit Process. Per statute, the audit process remains confidential, and I'd like to remind our audience that neither I nor any members of this committee are allowed to comment on the audit publicly at this stage. As I've said several times before, we appreciate your patience and your understanding as this important work proceeds. Do members have any questions or comments before we adjourn? Okay, great. I have a couple. Please note that we're planning to hold the next meeting on Wednesday, April 22nd at 5:15 p.m. for the final release of the single audit, time-sensitive procurements, and other committees. And I'd just like to thank the members of this committee for always making attending this meeting a priority. I really appreciate that. And I want to thank Chris and Mark for the presentation and all staff involved, in particular my staff, Chantel and Jeff. And Jeff, for always making my job easy. With nothing else to come before this committee, we are adjourned at 9:16 a.m.